Report, Independent Michigan Redistricting Commissioner Supports Far-Left Bernie Sanders. By Jacob Bliss on September 2, 2021. A self-described independent Michigan redistricting commissioner, Anthony Eade, who has been commissioned to redraw the political districts in Michigan, is reportedly a supporter of far-left Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Eade, a 29-year-old medical student, is now on the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission to help redraw the districts. He ended up on the commission in the self-described independent bloc, though he is far from independent, according to the Washington Free Beacon. Included in redrawing the districts is also taking one out, since Michigan will lose a congressional seat before the next election due to the 2020 census. The report indicated that the Bernie backer has been on the commission since May of last year, after noting he is not affiliated with either the Republican or Democratic Party. But the report shows his social media presence makes him aligned with the far-left side of the Democrat Party. The Beacon uncovered the medical student acknowledged the rules on Reddit that the application was self-identifying, noting he did not think anyone who was selected misrepresented themselves. Additionally, despite Eade's application reportedly claiming he supports candidates in each party, for different reasons, he apparently did not support any candidate for office that identified as a Republican but wrote on Twitter he was proud to live in a state that voted for Bernie Sanders in the primary in 2016. The Independent also backed the Bernie-backed, then-Minnesota Democrat Representative Keith Ellison for Democratic National Committee Chair. Reportedly he also backed other far-leftists such as Abdul El-Sayed and has a history of retweeting Democrat Senators Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow. El-Sayed ran against Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, in 2018. The report added how the state originally handled the redistricting. The state legislature has historically handled redistricting in Michigan. But in 2018, voters passed a ballot initiative granting that power to a newly created redistricting commission. The change came as Republicans held control of both chambers of the state legislature. The Michigan group behind the initiative, Voters Not Politicians, received $250,000 from the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which is chaired by former Obama administration Attorney General Eric Holder. The group is directly affiliated with the Democratic Party, and former President Barack Obama is also involved in its efforts. He was one of more than 9,300 Michigan voters who applied to serve on the committee. An outside firm hired by the state then randomly selected 200 semi-finalists, consisting of 60 Democrats, 60 Republicans, and 80 Independents. After leaders in the state legislature removed 20 applicants, the state randomly selected the commission's final 13 members. The commission comprises a total of 13 members, 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans, and 5 Independents. The map will be enacted after the next census in 2030. A majority, at least 7, must vote to approve its map. Edward Woods III, a spokesman for the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, told the Beacon that commissioners are not vetted. The Constitution only requires the applicant to identify their affiliation, Woods said. In Michigan, it is either the Democrats, Republicans, or neither the Democrats nor Republicans. The commission does not vet or choose candidates. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.